The U.S. is inundated with a record-breaking number of coronavirus cases. In the Ohio Valley, governors have pleaded with residents to wear masks to avoid more shutdowns. As Corinne Boyer reports, state officials worry that the next couple of months will be the worst since the pandemic began.
It's been an unprecedented week for the coronavirus pandemic. Governors around the Ohio Valley have repeatedly asked residents to stop the spread.
We're asking people not to go out in-person shopping and to order takeout, and if they need to do it, to prioritize businesses that enforce the mask mandate.
Wear a mask when you're out in public.
I know the wearing of the mask is a nuisance and everything, but for crying out loud, compared to people dying, how much of a nuisance is it in any way?
That was West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. All three states have seen record numbers of new cases over the last week, and so has the U.S., which reached a grim milestone of more than 500,000 new cases. All of this comes as the election is underway. While early voting has been underway for a few weeks in the region, Ohio's Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, encouraged Ohioans to continue voting in person.
If you feel comfortable going to the grocery store, you should feel comfortable coming to your polling location. A lot of the same precautions are in place. You're going to see 6 feet of social distancing. You're going to see personal protective equipment being worn.
Ohio has reported more than 56,000 cases over the past month. Ohio Governor DeWine says he doesn't know if activities like winter sports will need to be postponed.
But I know what I can tell you and everyone else is the spike we are seeing, what we're seeing threatens everything that we want to do.
Kentucky officials are wrestling with outbreaks in a long-term care center, a veterans facility, and a state prison. In Elliott County, Kentucky, a prison reported 262 active cases of the virus. Governor Beshear says that raises the possibility of wider spread.
There's 300-plus employees, vendors, and the rest that go in and out on a daily basis. And with that amount of virus in the facility, people coming in are getting it, and people are taking it out.
Inmates who test positive have been isolated to the same housing unit, and all inmates have access to soap and masks. As the virus spreads, state officials worry about the months ahead. Doctor and West Virginia's coronavirus czar, Clay Marsh, worries about positive cases shifting from 20 and 30-year-olds to people in their 60s and 70s.
So just like the rest of the country, we're very concerned right now about this transition of ages of people that are testing positive and about the potential for higher levels of severity, hospitalizations, and deaths coming up in the next few months.
20% of West Virginia's population is over the age of 65, making it one of the oldest states and most vulnerable to the virus. As for the state's hospital capacity, Marsh says currently,
hospitals are really quite full, but they're not full of COVID people, they're full of patients. And when we asked the hospitals to really kind of slow down when we were initially worried about the surge, it really put the hospitals behind. It put patients behind, surgeries behind, care for your cancer, et cetera.
Marsh says where the virus is surging in other parts of the country, some hospitals are discussing rationing care, and cities elsewhere have no ICU capacity. Marsh says these are signs of things heating up across the country, and it's all happening before winter begins. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Corinne Boyer.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.